Kratom is linked to a salmonella outbreak across 20 states, CDC says. By Jamie Ducharme. Kratom, a controversial herbal supplement used for pain relief, is likely behind a salmonella outbreak that's affected 20 states, according to the CDC. Mitragynus speciosa, commonly called kratom, is often billed as a safer alternative to conventional painkillers. But the supplement made headlines a few weeks ago when FDA officials said that kratom contains the same addictive, potentially dangerous chemicals found in opioids and submitted a review to the DEA. The bad news about kratom continues with the CDC's announcement, which says a nationwide bout of salmonellosis or salmonella infections may be related to it. 28 people from 20 states across the country had come down with the same strain of salmonella as of February 16th, according to the CDC. 8 of 11 sick people interviewed had consumed kratom, the announcement says, leading the CDC to believe that supplies of the supplement may have been contaminated. Salmonella is a bacterial infection often spread through exposure to contaminated water or food, according to the Mayo Clinic. It typically causes significant gastrointestinal distress, and it can become life-threatening if the infection spreads beyond the intestines. No one has died from the current salmonella outbreak, the CDC says, but 11 people so far have been hospitalized. Because no single brand has been implicated, the CDC is recommending that people stay away from all kratom products, including powders, teas, and pills. The supplement is sold under a variety of names. Salmonella aside, kratom may soon disappear from shelves and medicine cabinets. The DEA is currently deliberating whether the supplement, which is also taken to reduce anxiety and drug dependence, should be placed in the same class of illegal drugs as heroin and LSD. Though the substance is currently legal in most states, there's an import alert on record to prevent it from entering the country illegally, and the FDA has seized several shipments. 44 deaths have been reported in connection with kratom since 2011, according to the FDA.